Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone on the Brett Maga Show is about to reveal a really interesting story and has no idea they're about to tell this story on the air. So this is what we're going to do. We play the one-word movie game all the time where I give a hint on what movie I'm describing, but I only do it one word at a time, and then we guess what movie it is. We're going to do this based off a story in someone's personal life here on the Brett Maga Show. So how this will work and what will happen is I will give a one-word hint of who the story is about or what the story is about, and then you come forward and say, oh, that story is about me. Or we guess who that story is about. You can guess in the room. Like, oh, I think it's Hannah. I think it's AB. I think it's Kevin. And how no one knows each other's stories is everyone on the show writes a journal, and then every single Sunday night of our week, we all send it to me. So I'm the only one who kind of like knows everyone's journal of their personal life and thoughts and stuff like that. So I've taken something that happened in their journal, in their personal life, and I'm going to describe it by just using one word at a time. And then you guys, Hannah, AB, and Kevin, try to guess who you think this story is about.
I'm so scared.
Okay. And then this person will come forward and be like, oh, that's me. First word is first. Anyone do something for the first time?
First.
Anyone do something for the first time recently? First. Anyone? Flirty is the second word. First and flirty. Anyone begin their flirt on? Everyone's all looking around like, not me, not me. I swear,
yeah, it's not me.
AB, maybe?
You think it's AB? You want to submit that as your answer? DMs. First flirty DMs. Anyone been working the DMs in the room?
No.
Everyone's like, how does he know? Last word. See if you guys can figure it out. First flirty DMs. And the last word is boobs.
Kevin?
That's what you were going to think?
Well, no, it's not. It's not me. I'm going to take a guess and say AB.
You think it's AB?
I think it's AB.
Does the person want to step forward? Does the person know who it is?
It's me.
It's AB!
It took me a second to even understand.
Remember?
That you were saying
flirty
me.
Flirty boobs?
Hold on. Don't tell the story yet. Why AB has flirty boobs in her DMs and what's going on with AB and her boobs in the DMs is 3 minutes away. Wait till you hear about AB's boobs. That's a tease. Do you have a story that is so wild, so ridiculous, and crazy that people don't even believe you, but it's 100% true? Like, oh my God, this is 100% true, but it sounds so crazy that no one believes you. Like, Kevin got a kiss from the first lady on the cheek.
Yeah, years ago, the Carter family was traveling in the Midwest. Rosalind Carter came off the boat. We were down there as a school. I was a first grader. She kissed me on the cheek. Why is that hard to believe?
We believe you, Kev.
I got shot, and I lived to tell about a shot in the back of the head.
We don't believe you, Brett.
Yeah,
nope.
That's a little harder to believe.
Guys, Gabrielle, you got shot. You lived to tell about it. Who shot you?
Myself.
Oh!
Whoa!
What?
I don't know. A bow and arrow. I shot myself through the hand with the bow and arrow.
It's like that scene from Grown Ups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it because you were holding it incorrectly? Is that how that happens?
No, it like splintered off and webbed through my hand.
Oh. You know what? Her like self-accountability makes this story more believable. Brett was like, oh, I was grilling a hot dog and someone shot me. Like, that makes it less believable.
Thank you so much for the call, Gabrielle, and being another person who followed a person who got shot to live to tell about it. Ralph, you were face-to-face with what?
A bear. And you tell the story.
Face-to-face with a bear? And you
I was in the Canadian wilderness, and we were coming across this portage, 2.5 miles, and I got sunk in the mud, and the guide told me to wash off in the lake, and I did, and I waited back for the packs and everything. Well, the other people went back to go get the rest of the stuff, and a bear came down the same path that we came down, and I didn't know I was standing in front of a food pack, and he took the food pack instead of me, thankfully.
Wow.
See, I believe that.
See, Ralph face to face with the bear saw Ralph and the bear got scared.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped in a pit of sharks before, too, guys.
Whatever.
Guys, yeah, you don't believe me? In Belize, they said, hey, there's all these sharks.
It was probably like a paid excursion.
Baby sharks. We don't believe you.
Megan, take your phone off Bluetooth or speakerphone.
And
Megan, so what is your story? All of a sudden, there was guns drawn on you?
Oh, I think she.
Megan,
took her phone all the way off.
She took her phone all the way off. So Megan had a story where she was actually dating and hooking up with a cop, and she went to go like find his cop car, like let's go like rendezvous. She pulled up to the spot, and like 20 squad cars ran up and pulled their guns on her. And she's like, oh my God, I was just like going to the meeting spot. And it turns out there was someone with her description that they were looking for. It wasn't her. They all had guns drawn.
Wow.
Crazy story,
that
right?
That is crazy. Another story about stolen stuff. We got a text saying my cousin, when she first moved to Atlanta, had her car stolen in what she thought was later on return. But what happened is movie producers saw her car and they wanted it for a movie, so they took it and then brought it back afterwards.
What?
No, there's no way that story is true. That's crazy. I always see that in the movies, too, when you like think a cop like jumps out and you're like, give me this car.
Yeah.
And then the, what are you laughing about?
That's how your car got stolen.
Yeah,
here at work.
Yeah, no
like,
kidding.
Hey, Kevin was laughing like, oh, man, that's going to happen to Brett.
We need an SUV with Texas plates.
We heard that Kias are easy to steal.
Right.
So the movie producer just came in and stole my car. That explains some stuff. Sometimes when you open up your Instagram, you just open it up and it's boobs. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. AB got her first nudie sent to her, unsolicited, of course,
and
it was from a woman of all people.
Yeah,
I honestly think that guys are idiots and do this all the time. And I'm curious if a guy has ever done this before, has sent like you an unsolicited like D-pic. 314-531-9898. I didn't think that women did this often, and I am shocked that whoever this person is decided to do it to you. I'm just shocked, actually.
Same.
By it.
Yeah. It was also at like 6 a.m. I want to throw that in there.
Wow.
Crazy.
Early riser. Gotta get things done in the morning. Emily, someone sent you an unsolicited nudie, huh?
Yeah.
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 Who was it?
It was a coworker that was a driver at Papa John's, and I was a manager.
Ooh.
And we had just finished our shift together, and he was, like, dreading it on. But he had hit on me a few times prior, and I had turned him down. I'm like, I'll report you. And he goes, will you really? I'm like, yeah. And so he decided to send it at 2 a.m. when I'm, like, getting food after an 8-hour shift. And sent it, and then was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to send it. How do you accidentally send it if you were just talking about sending it?
Yeah. And then wasn't it in the Papa John's bathroom?
Yeah, that was the background.
That's
of the
so sick and twisted.
Whoa. Yeah.
So not only did he send the picture, but he took it at work and then waited.
This guy.
This guy.
And when I reported it, basically, let's just say Papa John's defends the guy.
Wow.
No. Really?
Like, well, yeah, whoa. He was multitasking at work, guys.
Brett, like, do not even.
Like, no. Papa John's were like, I mean, if he could deliver pizza and take pics at the same time.
Our guy.
This is our guy. Unbelievable. Mm. This guy. So many weird pepperoni jokes.
Ew. Should be sausage, actually.